The new movie Joker is a psychological character study about a lonely, disturbed man who turns violent. To give the comic book character human depth, the director Todd Phillips brought in a composer who could transform darkness into sensitive musicality. Tim Grieving has the story.
Hildur Guðnadóttir has a few things in common with Arthur Fleck, a.k.a. the Joker. She smiles and laughs a lot. There's also a darkness inside of her. Guðnadóttir, a cellist and composer from Iceland, expresses it through music.
In a lot of my music, it's kind of contemplative, and somehow that always kind of, you know, tends to like tilt on the darker side. You know, my inner conversation is apparently quite dark.
Guðnadóttir has been schlepping her cello around since she was five. Before she was born, she says her pregnant mother named her literally War, Daughter of God, and declared she would be a cellist.
I'm Icelandic. We're all so dramatic.
She played in pop bands, got into electroacoustic experimentation, and made some angsty solo albums. She was also a frequent collaborator with fellow Icelandic composer, the late Jóhann Jóhannsson, and played cello on most of his film scores. As a composer herself, she just won an Emmy for scoring the HBO miniseries Chernobyl, recording in an actual nuclear power plant. Dark, chaotic, unconventional, all descriptions that would make sense for a movie about one of the most infamous and unpredictable villains in comic book history. But this Joker, played by Joaquin Phoenix, inspired empathy.
He's actually just trying to be nice, and, you know, he's trying to actually bring joy to the world, you know, and just doesn't really succeed because of, you know, outer circumstances that really affect his inner turbulence. And I was just really sympathetic towards that. It's very tragic. So I thought it was important that he was allowed to kind of have this softer side.
She wrote a tender, melancholy requiem for this troubled man, lonely, isolated, tormented by dark thoughts and feelings. She channeled Arthur Fleck.
You know, I sat down with a cello to kind of just find my way into his voice and into his head, really. And I'm just like kind of holding on to this feeling that I had after reading the script. As soon as I played those first notes, it really hit me in the chest somehow, and it was a really strong physical reaction that I got, and I was like, yes, this is it.
She wrote that piece before Joker even began shooting, which is unconventional. Todd Phillips played it on set during a pivotal scene after Arthur crosses a line and becomes the Joker. It changed the whole movie.
We were going to shoot the scene entirely different.
Lawrence Schur has been Phillips' cinematographer since The Hangover.
And he just played that over each and every take as Joaquin's character, Arthur, is in this grimy bathroom and he starts this almost metamorphosis dance. The score was such an instrumental part, not just to Joaquin's performance, but to the camera operating, to the sort of energy in the room, and to really make that scene come alive.
And give a soul to a timeless villain. For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving.